by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ ماشاء اللہ عز و جل ویلکم بیک ٹو آور پروگرام رائز اینڈ شائن الحمد للہ عز و جل یو آر واچنگ یور فیوریٹ پروگرام رائز اینڈ شائن سو آل آف مائی ویورز ویئر ایور یو آر فرام دا یو کے فرام افریقہ فرام امیریکا کینیڈا ویئر ایور یو آر ویلکم ٹو دس بیوٹیفل پروگرام وی گاٹ ا ویری بیوٹیفل پرسنالٹی دیٹ وی گوئنگ ٹو بی ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ ان آور ٹاپک فار ٹوڈے ایز ویل ریممبر That's the main thing that we learn from the program. So inshallah azza wa jalla, without any delay, let's go towards the recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan e mardood se.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
تبارک الذی ان شاء جعل لک خیرا من ذلک جنات تجری من تحتها الانہار تجری من تحتها الانہار ویجعل لک قصورا
بڑی برکت والا ہے وہ کہ اگر چاہے تو تمہارے لیے بہت بہتر اس سے کر دے جنتیں جن کے نیچے نہریں بہیں اور کر دے تمہارے لیے اونچے اونچے محل
بل كذبوا بالساعة واعتدنا لمن كذب بالساعة سعيرا
بلکہ یہ تو قیامت کو جھٹلاتے ہیں اور جو قیامت کو جھٹلائے ہم نے اس کے لیے تیار کر رکھی ہے بھڑکتی ہوئی آگ
اذا رأتهم من مكان بعید سمعوا لها تغیضا وزفیرا
جب وہ انہیں دور جگہ سے دیکھے گی تو سنیں گے اس کا جوش مارنا اور چنگھاڑنا
وَإِذَا أُلْقُوا مِنْهَا مَكَانًا ضَيِّقًا مُقَرَّنِينَ دَعَوْا هُنَالِكَ ثُبُورًا لَا تَدْعُوا الْيَوْمَ ثُبُورًا وَاحِدًا وَادْعُوا ثُبُورًا كَثِيرًا
اور جب اس کی کسی تنگ جگہ میں ڈالے جائیں گے زنجیروں میں جکڑے ہوئے تو وہاں موت مانگیں گے فرمایا جائے گا آج ایک موت نہ مانگو اور بہت سی موتیں مانگو
قل اذلک خیر ام جنت الخلد التی وعد المتقون
تم فرماؤ کیا یہ بھلا یا وہ ہمیشگی کے باغ جس کا وعدہ ڈر والوں کو ہے
كانت لهم جزاء ومصيرا
وہ ان کا صلہ اور انجام ہے
لهم فيها ما يشاءون خالدين كان على ربك وعدا مسئولا
ان کے لیے وہاں من مانی مرادیں ہیں جن میں ہمیشہ رہیں گے تمہارے رب کے ذمے وعدہ ہے مانگا ہوا
وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَقُولُ أَأَنتُمْ أَضْلَلْتُمْ عِبَادِي هَؤُلَاءِ أَمْ هُمْ ضَلُّوا السَّبِيلَ
اور جس دن اکٹھا کرے گا انہیں اور جن کو اللہ کے سوا پوچھتے ہیں پھر ان معبودوں سے فرمائے گا، کیا تم نے گمراہ کر دیے یہ میرے بندے یا یہ خود ہی راہ بھولے؟
قالوا سبحانك ما كان ينبغي لنا أن نتخذ من دونك من أولياء ولكن متعتهم وآباءهم حتى نسوا الذكر وكانوا قوما بورا.
وہ عرض کریں گے، باقی ہے تجھ کو، ہمیں سزاوار یعنی حق نہ تھا کہ تیرے سوا کسی اور کو مولا بنائیں، لیکن تو نے انہیں اور ان کے باپ داداؤں کو برتنے دیا یہاں تک کہ وہ تیری یاد بھول گئے اور یہ لوگ تھے ہی ہلاک ہونے والے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, we were listening to Surah Al-Furqan, the beautiful verses of Surah Al-Furqan. Now Quran is the beautiful book of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is the final book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the final revelation, and also the Quran is the book of guidance. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, the awliya ikram, if we read their life stories, you'll see that how they would read the Quran, how they would take time out to read the Quran, and how that it proves to you how much love a person has for the Quran. One certain Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he finished the Quran near every pillar in the Jami Masjid. These are the pious people. These are the people that have given everything for their deen. They used to spend days and nights reading the Quran. Today, sadly, we don't read the Quran. You know, we read the Quran maybe when someone passes away in our family, maybe when we got something bad going on, you know, we're upset with something. Even then, we don't read the Quran. You know, even then, we resort to other things as well. Chalo ji, car, let's sit at home, go on social media, this website, that website. Why am I trying to find satisfaction? Satisfaction is in the remembrance of Allah, not in social media, not in watching video films, not in listening to songs. You don't find satisfaction there. Well, you tend to see a lot of people go that way as well. And not only do people do these kind of things, they're promoting these kind of things. They're making them, you know, they make it everyone watch them as well. Like, for example, music, you know, is songs. People will go for a long drive or wherever they go. The whole family is sitting and they'll be listening to songs. And then the same type of people, they'll come back and they say, oh, my son doesn't listen to me anymore. You never listen to Allah Ta'ala. Why would your children listen to you? So it's very important, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, let's look at the way we bring in up our children. You know, a few years down the line when our children are smaller, yeah, whatever we say to them, they listen to it, even though they might not agree with that, but they listen to us because they've got no choice. But when these same children, they get to the age of teen, yeah, they get to about 13, 14, 15, you know, especially when they hit 15 and 16, then you've had it, because if you have not brought them up according to the sunnah, they're not going to listen to you. You'll say anything, yeah? We give them, you know, especially girls, we'll give them boys' clothes to wear, and that trend tends to carry on when they grow old and they still wear jeans and trousers, and then we start to put our head down, what's happened here? You know, because the mother was doing the same as well. So the tarbiyat is very, very important. I know it's sad, it's heartbreaking. Whenever you hear about these kind of things, it's heartbreaking. Why are children doing this? Why are they not respecting their mothers and fathers? But if you look at it, the core problem is that the way, this is how they were brought up. This is the way that the children were brought up when they were younger. And now when they've grown old, they know what the world is. And now they're starting to, you know, put their own choices now deliberately. And our parents, you know, they grab hold of their head and they say, what do we do? Chalo ji, let's go to Peer Sahib, get some taweez. Our children will be safe. And sometimes people even say, you know, this wazifa, my son will be okay, won't he? You know, in one wazifa, you expect your child to be obedient to you. But the whole life, his childhood, his teenage years, you know, you never did anything about the deen. You never taught him the deen. And then you want one wazifa or one taweez to sort him out. Allah Ta'ala is most powerful. If He wants, He can sort anyone out without ta'weez, without any wazaif, because He's our creator. He's the one that we turn to help. But we need to understand the reality. Sometimes I'm afraid it's too late. Sometimes, you know, as they say, the water goes over the head. We had an incident where a 21-year-old boy, he passed away. He was killed by his own friends because they were all drug dealers. Now, the family now realized that our son was with the wrong people. You know, if you are sat at home and it's 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night, and your son's still not back home, why do you not think at that time that, where is my son now? Why is he not back home? And when he does come back home, you know, we start shouting at him. We don't listen to him. We don't listen to the argument that he's having with us. And all we do is just start shouting at him. Shouting is not going to make any difference at all. But rather, it might make things worse. So please understand, the Quran is why we start this program with a daily recitation. Make sure we read the Quran daily. When your children look at you reading the Quran, they've got the Quran in their hands. Inshallah, there's more chances of them reading the Quran and getting the guidance that the Quran is giving them. Nevertheless, inshallah, we'll continue with these topics. But inshallah, we've got our daily kalam. Let's listen to our daily kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, 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 Madina.
Ilahi dikha de
Madina,
wo Madina,
Madina,
kaisi basti hai, jaga din raat, bas سب سے منور نہیں دو جہاں میں مثال مدینہ صدا رحمتوں کی برستی جھڑی ہے صدا رحمتوں کی برستی جھڑی ہے مدینہ پیارا مدینہ یہ دیوان آقا مدینے کو آئیں بلا لو انہیں اب خدا کعبہ، پیوں آب زمزم، میں پھر آ کے دیکھوں تمہارا مدینہ، عطا کی عنایت وہ مجھ کو، عنایت وہ مجھ کو، وصال مدینہ،
مدینہ 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 مدینہ
مدینے میں آقا ہمیں موت آئے، بنے کاش مدفن ہمارا مدینہ، ہو پیارے نبی خط میں لمحات فرقت، میسر ہو مجھ کو وصال مدینہ، پہنچ کر مدینے میں ہو جائے مولا، پہنچ کر مدینے میں ہو جائے مولا، میری جان فدائے، میری جان فدائے جمال مدینہ،
مدینہ 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 مدینہ،
قدم چو کر سر پہ رکھ لینا عطار، قدم چوم کر سر پہ رکھ لینا عطار، قدم چوم کر سر پہ رکھ لینا عطار، قدم چوم کر سر پہ رکھ لینا عطار، نظر آئے گر نو، نظر
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. میرے اسلام برادرز اینڈ ویورز آف مدنی چینل، دی تھرڈ خلیفہ آف اسلام سیدنا عثمان غنی ذو النورین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ، ہی پاسڈ اوے، ہی واز مارٹرڈ آن دیٹ ڈے آن دی 18th آف ذو الحجۃ الحرام. اینڈ ٹوڈے آئی تھاٹ وائی ناٹ ٹاک اباؤٹ عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ، بیکاز ہی ہیز اے لاٹ آف کنٹریبیوشن towards Islam, a lot of sacrifices, and his love, especially we're going to be discussing his love that he had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me give you an example as to how much he loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all try to call our guests to our home, we arrange a dawat for them, a feast for them, we prepare many many dishes, but Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his feast was totally different. His da'wat was totally different. What happened was, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I wished for you to come to my house, bring your friends with you, yani the sahaba-i-kiram, and I wish you to come to my house and eat some dinner with me. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happily accepted the da'wat of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And that the feast was on. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house and started walking behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he started walking behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he started to count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Usman, what are you doing? What are you counting? And he says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayka wa sallam, fidaka ummi wa abi, may my parents be sacrificed on you, Ya Rasulullah. Out of your love and respect, and so I'm so happy today. Ya Rasulullah, every step that you will take towards my house, I promise I will free slaves in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. And this is exactly what happened. As many steps the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took to go into the house of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he freed as many slaves in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Mujhko dunya ki daulat nazar chahiye, shahe kothar ki meethi nazar chahiye. Subhanallah. Now Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, why he was called Ghani, that was one of the names that he was famously known as well. His real name is Uthman and his kunyat is Abu Amr. And one of the titles, the alqabs that are given to him are Amirul Mu'mineen, Dhun Nurain, Kamilul Hayai wal Iman, Jami'ul Quran, and Sayyidul Askhiya, Usman Bahaya. These are all the famous titles that Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given. Inshallah, Azawajal, I think we're going to move forward on to, before I go into that, I think we need to take the daily reminder for today, and then we'll take it further, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
It's mentioned in the book Az-Zuhd of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullahu ta'ala, that when Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, the third Khalifa of the Muslims, Amir al-Mu'mineen, when he would feed other people, he would feed them the food of wealthy people. That was his andaz, his manner. And as for himself, he would go and eat just vinegar and olive oil. Very simple, very basic foods. So in feeding others, he would go all out. And as for himself, he would be content with little. So this is a testament to the Sahaba-i-Kiram's asceticism, staying away from dunyavi things, luxuries and items. We should try and follow the way of the Khulafa-i-Rashidun. Simplicity is something that is liked in Islam. That's not to say a person can't live a certain standard of lifestyle. If Allah has given them, alhamdulillah. But look at the way adopted by our Khulafa. And this was the way adopted by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, a very beautiful reminder about Sayyidina Uthman Ghani. It's going to be Usman, Usman, Usman in the whole of our program today. May Allah Ta'ala bless him. And may Allah Ta'ala forgive our sins for the sake of this beautiful personality, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His title, Amirul Mu'mineen. He was the third Khalif of Islam. First one, Abu Bakr Siddiq. Second, Umar Farooq. Third, Usman Ghani. And the fourth was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was also given the title Dhun Nurain, the person with the two light. Yeah? Do Nur Wala, the possessor of two lights. Now, what does he mean by the possessor of two lights? Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu married the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's two blessed daughters, one after the other. When one of them passed away, then he married the other as well. Subhanallah. And then he was such a great personality. Kamilul Hayai wal Iman. He was Kamil. He was complete in Iman and in Haya. And Haya so much that even it says that the angels will do Haya in front of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day when he was sat amongst the companions and there was some of the shin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was showing. So there was Abu Bakr came in, Umar came in. But when Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu came in, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately pulled his, he covered his shin. And he says that even the angels do haya with Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That just shows you the maqam, the status of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was called the Jami'ul Qur'an because he was the one who collected the Qur'an. That's why he's called Jami'ul Qur'an. And mashallah, Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in one of his poems, he mentions about Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu being Dhun Nurain. Noor ki sarkar se پایا دو شالہ نور کا ہو مبارک تم کو ذو النورین جوڑا نور کا. سو اعلیٰ حضرت امام علیہ سنت مینشن دار ان ہدایت کے بخشش ماشاء اللہ عز و جل. سیدنا عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ہی سیز انی لرابع اربعۃ فی الاسلام, یعنی آئی واز دا فورتھ پرسن ٹو ایکسیپٹ اسلام امنگس دا فور فرسٹ پیپل. ناؤ وین ہی ڈیڈ ایکسیپٹ اسلام, he had to go through a very, very difficult time because all his family, they turned against him. His uncle even tied him up and tortured him and used to say to him that unless you leave Islam, I'm not going to let you go. Now just think to yourself, Pyar Islam bhaiyo, we've never been through that. Asa ki usse maria ko nahi. Asa ki na khandan alay maria ki tsa musliman ki ho yo. But Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was tortured. He was beaten because he accepted Islam. And one day he says, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his uncle said to him that, oh Usman, unless you leave Islam, I will have you tied here all your life. And he says that Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I swear by Allah, I will never leave Islam. I will never leave Islam. I will never leave Islam. حکم بن ابی العاص نے جب آپ کا یہ جذبہ دیکھا, when he saw this passion of سیدنا عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, his uncle حکم بن ابی العاص, he let him free. سبحان اللہ, you know that was the جذبہ of سیدنا عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, and that was the love that سیدنا عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ had for the Prophet صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. Now remember my dear Islamic brothers, loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the foundation of our iman. Hamare iman ka foundation hai loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's why we need to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than we love our own life. Yeah, more than we love our own life. What is more sacred to a person more than his life? Nothing really. Everyone loves their own life. Lekin aaj, you know, we love the fashion of the, you know, of other people than over the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to love anything that is associated with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, either being food, clothing, the way he talked, the way he walked, the way he behaved. That is the true essence of Islam. And Allah Ta'ala, he mentions inside the glorious Quran why it is important to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 24. Allah عز وجل says, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Say, you, O beloved, if your fathers and your sons and your brothers and your wives and your family and your acquired wealth, and the trade in which you fear loss, and the houses of your liking, all these things are dear to you than Allah and His Messenger and fighting in His path, then wait until Allah sends His command. And Allah does not guide the transgressors. Yeah, so here, very openly, Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions inside the glorious Quran, Ala Hazrat Imam Alayhi Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, He says, in this ayat, and what we find out is جسے دنیا جہاں میں کوئی معزز, کوئی عزیز, کوئی مال, کوئی چیز رسول اللہ سے زیادہ محبوب ہو وہ بارگاہ الہی سے مردود ہے. He is not accepted in the court of Allah. And then اسے اللہ تعالیٰ اپنی طرف راہ نہ دے گا. اللہ تعالیٰ will not guide him. ایسے شخص کو عذاب الہی کے انتظار میں رہنا چاہیے. Such a person, he should wait for the wrath of Allah عز و جل. کیونکہ خود نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا, یعنی the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم himself has said, تم میں سے کوئی شخص اس وقت تک ایماندار نہیں ہو سکتا جب تک وہ اپنے ماں باپ، اولاد اور سب آدمیوں سے زیادہ مجھ سے محبت نہ کرے. There are some signs in loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just like we have many signs, you know, for example, if you want to see, you know, people say, if you want to see how clever he is, look at that. So the probably people are talking about the signs when you see someone. If you have signs of loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let me just mention to you some of the signs that you can love Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the most important sign that we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that we follow his sunnah. We don't feel ashamed, ma'azallah. We don't feel scared in following his sunnahs. We follow his sunnahs out of love and are with passion. We love his sunnahs. Yeah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a beautiful beard. We follow this sunnah with passion and love. This is a sunnah. Yeah, doing halal trading is a sunnah. Not to lie is a sunnah. Many of these beautiful sunnahs that will make our life a better life, we need to follow them blindfoldedly, as they say. You don't need people to tell you that, you know, it's how important it is to follow the sunnah. As a Muslim, we should always follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he is our true guide. And then Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, he was such a true lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he showed that in his life. And mashallah, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he would, you know, do anything to show that he loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One very famous incident is that he sat down and he's performing wudu. He asked for some water for wudu. And during the wudu, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu smiles. And the companions, they say, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, why did you smile? What made you smile?" And he says that exactly in the same place, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for some wudu water. I bought him some water. And as he was performing wudu, he smiled. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whenever a Muslim performs wudu and he washes his hands, Allah will wash away his sins of the hands. When he washes his face, Allah Ta'ala will wash away his sins of the face. And when he washes his feet, Allah Azza wa Jal will wash away the sins done by his feet. So subhanallah, this is why I smiled as well. MashaAllah. Teri sunnaton pe chal kar, meri rooh jab nikal kar, chale tu gale lagana, madani madine wale, mile sunnaton ka jazba, mere bhai chhode mola, سبھی داڑیاں منڈھانا مدنی مدینے والے میری آنے والی نسلیں تیرے عشق ہی میں مچلیں انہیں نیک تو بنانا مدنی مدینے والے. سبحان اللہ. اللہ عز و جل has mentioned inside the glorious Quran regarding following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we are Muslims, we love the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we should love everything that is associated with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everything to do with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should love that as well. Allah Ta'ala, he mentions in the glorious Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah Ta'ala, he says, اے محبوب تم فرماؤ, او beloved you say, لوگو اگر تم اللہ کو دوست رکھتے ہو, او people if you keep Allah as your friend, تو میری فرما بردار ہو جاؤ. If you want Allah Ta'ala, or if you keep Allah as your friend, then follow me. Allah تمہیں دوست رکھے گا. Allah will make you his friend. اور تمہارے گناہ بخش دے گا. And he will forgive your sins. اور اللہ بخشنے والا مہربان ہے. And Allah is the most forgiving. سبحان اللہ. In this verse of the Quran, following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been made one of the compulsory actions for Allah to love someone. You know, if we were to say that, I wish Allah loves me, Allah Ta'ala can love me as well, then there is an easy formula. And that formula is that we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in return, Allah Azza wa Jal will love us as well. My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way of life, his way of living, alhamdulillah, we have the Quran, which is the word of Allah. And then we have the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is living his life according to the Quran. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentions inside the glorious Quran, Surah Ahzab, verse number 21, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. ترجمہ کنز الایمان, بے شک تمہیں رسول اللہ کی پیروی بہتر ہے. That indeed for you following the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is good. Sayyid Muhammad Naeem Uddin Murad Abadi rahmatullah ta'ala, he comments on this verse of the Quran and he says, ان کی اچھی طرح اتباع کرو, make sure that you follow him properly, دین الہی کی مدد کرو, and help the deen of Allah عزّ و جل, اور رسول کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا ساتھ نہ چھوڑو, and do not leave the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, رسول کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنتوں پر چلو, یہ بہتر ہے, and follow the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, as that is better. And here we need to understand that, you know, following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it doesn't mean that, yeah, it was only for that time. Yeh only dor ne sir, aaj kal bada mushkil hai ji sunnaton par amal karna. Who said that? Kisne kaha hai? No one says that. It's the shaitani whisper that comes into our minds. I can't act upon the sunnah. Main kis tarah karan ji? How can I be acting upon the sunnah? I've got this problem, I've got that problem. So inshallah azza wa jal, make sure and seriously, a person who loves the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will always love the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will make sure that he acts upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No matter how difficult they are, a person will act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, pyare Islam bhaiyo, inshallah azza wa jal, another sign of loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is kasrat se use yaad bhi karna. You know, so you constantly remember the one you love. Now, how do you remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Very be easy, very beautiful. Recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And seriously, sometimes when you ask people that how many times do you recite durood-e-paak, and sometimes people say, oh, it's very hard, I hardly ever get the time. Kya karam, masroofa, busy, kam hai parena. How can you be more busy than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He was a busy person. He had the whole ummah to guide. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam still had time to remember Allah and his ummah as well. Ghame ummah was something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always drowned in. He always worried about his ummah. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, one of the reasons that we can show our love to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that we try to recite as much durood as possible. Ek apni aadat bana le, fix a quantity, an amount that, you know, this is how many times I will recite durood-e-paak. Amir Ahle Sunnah, he gives us the mindset that we should recite at least 313 times durood-e-paak. So come as come, you know, when you're driving your car, get your tasbih out, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep reciting durood-e-paak. 313 times, I guarantee you, you will not take more than 5 to 6 minutes. Itna banda durood paak padhta rahe. Can we not sacrifice 5 to 6 minutes of our lives for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who sacrificed so much time? At night, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to cry for his ummah. So he was there crying for me and you. How many times have we even thought of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Kitni bari aisa huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki yaad kita, you know, duniya ki ta yaad karne hai, paisa paisa ta yaad karne hai, lekin jala Allah ne nabi ni gal achni hai, time hi koni. And then we say, pata nahi, why am I having these problems in my life? Why are my children disobedient? Why is there no barakat in my life? Why is there no blessing in my earnings? Why is it that I always keep ill? Why is it that things are not getting better for me? Yeah, just look at yourself. What is it that we do that, you know, you think that you deserve a better life? What is it that we do? We don't hardly remember Allah Ta'ala. Mauka milia, time milia, mood aya jale. Namaz padhi yuri. Mood janga se jale namaz. Our salah, our ibadat, our reading the Quran depends on our mood. Our mood swing. I am mood ni maaj Quran na padna. We don't say that. But if you ask people, why didn't you? Ayya, thakya wasa. Mood ni si bani riya. On the bridge of Sirat, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will keep on repeating, Rabbi Sallim, Rabbi Sallim, Rabbi Sallim, Rabbi Sallim hai sadaya Muhammad. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Ya Allah, salamti, have mercy upon my ummah. And this is our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do so much for us. In return, we can't do even a little bit for him. Let's listen to this daily hadith and we'll come back and we'll talk a bit more about this great personality, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The rizq, which is known as sustenance, is something that we all need to fulfill our basic necessities. So let us listen to two lightnings for increasing rizq. The Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was approached by one of his companions who said, O Messenger of Allah, the world has turned its back upon me. He replied, do you not remember what the angels glorify Allah Azza wa Jalla with, by blessings of which rizq is given? When Fajr begins, recite Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Astaghfirullah. The companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu committed this to his memory and laughed. He returned after a few days and exclaimed, O Messenger of Allah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wealth of the world came rushing to me, such that I did not know what to take it and where to put it. Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains how a man complained of his poverty to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In reply, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give salam to your family, and when you enter your home, if nobody is inside, present salam to me and recite Qul huwallahu ahad, meaning all of Surah Ikhlas once. The companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu acted upon this and became so wealthy that he began distributing his wealth amongst his neighbors and his relatives. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, praising one of the attributes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, O beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in no doubt Allah Azza wa Jal has not made a shadow over the zameen so that people cannot step on your beautiful shadow. Yani, this is another beautiful thing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never had a shadow. Yeah, so like me and you and everything that's created, we have shadows. But here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not created with a shadow. Allah Ta'ala created him without a shadow. One of the reasons the scholars mention is that Allah Ta'ala could not bear that his shadow be on the ground and people step over it. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is the respect of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu had utmost love for the Ahlul Bayt, the beautiful family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so one of the signs for us is that we also love the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And subhanallah, loving the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the essence of our beautiful deen. Muhammad ki mahabbat jaan hai jaan hai ain imaan hai yahi awaaz aati hai mere toote hue dil se. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, banda us waqt tak kamil imaan wala nahi hota, that a person cannot reach to the completion of iman jab tak main use uski jaan se zyada pyara na ho jaun, until I have become more dear than his own life. Meri aulad use uski aulad se aur meri zaat use apni zaat se zyada pyari na ho. And until his children, my children, are more beautiful, more better than his children, more loving than his children, and my zaat is more beautiful than his own zaat, unless he thinks that aur mere ahl use uske ahl se zyada mahboob na ho jaye. Yani the meaning is that you can never attain true love, true Islam or completion of iman until you love me more than your own life, you love my children more than your own children, and you love my family more than your own family. You can never attain true or complete iman. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had a lot of love for the Ahl-e-Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he used to have all his money, his wealth in dispose for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever they needed any money, the Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would always happily help the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah azawajal. And as Muslims, my dear Islam brothers, that's what we need to do as well. That's what we need to try to achieve, that when we have that love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we also love his family, we also love the children of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his Ahlul Bayt, the companions, whoever is associated with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we love them as well. And subhanallah azza wa jal, pyare aqa alaihi salatu wassalam, today whatever we have, it is the sadaqah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can't say that, look, I'm a clever person, janab, I'm a very good minded businessman, I've done all this through my business, I've done all this through my hard efforts, my time and all that. Yeah, no doubt, you put your time into it, you put a lot of effort into it, you had a lot of brains, you did a lot of research, and Allah's given you. But who gives you that blessing? It is Allah who gives you the blessing. Through who? Through the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So never ever think to yourself that whatever I have, it all belongs to me because I did all this. No, Allah Ta'ala gave us the power. He gave us the mind. If we say that we are clever today, who gave you the mind? Allah gave you the mind. If we say we are, you know, powerful, I did this job, it was really powerful. Janab, do bande mili te nahi si kari sakne, main hukam kita. Is main ki taqat kus deti hai. Who gave you the power? Allah gave you the power. Through who? Wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And subhanallah, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not give priority to the dunya. He gave priority to the deen. And that's what we need to learn. The priority is for the deen, not the dunya. For many nights, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had nothing to eat. And there was many nights that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he could not even have, you know, barley, you know, bread. He didn't even have that as well. And the reason was that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though Allah Ta'ala could have asked for everything, but he never chose the dunya. Kabhi jo ki moti roti to kabhi khujur pani. Yeah, sometimes he had barley bread and sometimes bread with dates and water. Tera aisa sada khana madani madine wale. Amir al-Sunnah, he says, hai chatai ka bichona kabhi haath ho hi pe sona. Sometimes he had a chatai, you know, he had something to put him on the floor, and sometimes kabhi haak bhi pe sona, sometimes he would sleep on the ground. Kabhi haath ka sirhana madani madine wale, and sometimes he used his hands as a pillow. Teri sadgi pe laakhun, teri aajzi pe laakhun, ho salame aajzana madani madine wale. And they'll be praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ali Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had an opportunity one day to do tawaf. I'll mention this story after we've listened to a beautiful mankabat in praise of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. Let's listen to this mankabat, and when we come back, I'll tell you the story as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
غني 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 وہ پیکر حیا ہے آقا کے با وفا ہے دو نور والے حضرت عثمان غنی ہے کون جانے مرتبہ عثمان ذوالنورین کا کون جانے مرتبہ عثمان ذوالنورین کا ہاتھ دست مصطفیٰ عثمان ذوالنورین کا ہاتھ دست مصطفیٰ عثمان ذوالنورین کا خود محمد
مصطفیٰ بھی جس کا رکھتے ہیں خیال، خود محمد مصطفیٰ بھی جس کا رکھتے ہیں خیال، خود محمد مصطفیٰ بھی جس کا رکھتے ہیں خیال، خود محمد مصطفیٰ بھی جس کا رکھتے ہیں خیال، جس کا رکھتے ہیں خیال، ہے وہ معیار حیا عثمان ذوالنورین کا، ہے وہ معیار حیا، ہے وہ معیار حیا عثمان ذوالنورین کا، ہاتھ دست مصطفیٰ عثمان ذوالنورین کا،
یا امیر المؤمنین یا امام المؤمنین یا امام المسلمین یا امام المتقین،
ہاتھ دست مصطفیٰ عثمان ذوالنورین کا، ہاتھ دست مصطفیٰ عثمان ذوالنورین کا،
بدریوں میں خدمت بنت محمد کے سبب، 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 نام شامل ہو گیا، نام شامل ہو گیا عثمان ذوالنورین کا، نام شامل ہو گیا عثمان ذوالنورین کا،
کون جانے مرتبہ عثمان ذوالنورین کا، کون جانے مرتبہ عثمان ذوالنورین کا، ہاتھ دست مصطفیٰ عثمان ذوالنورین کا، ہاتھ دست مصطفیٰ عثمان ذوالنورین کا،
جام شہادت امن کو قائم رکھا، پی لیا جام شہادت امن کو قائم رکھا، پی لیا جام شہادت امن کو قائم رکھا، پی لیا جام شہادت امن کو قائم رکھا، دیکھیے تو حوصلہ، دیکھیے یہ تو حوصلہ عثمان ذوالنورین کا، دیکھیے تو حوصلہ عثمان ذوالنورین کا،
یا امیر المؤمنین یا امام المؤمنین یا امام المسلمین یا امام المتقین،
ہاتھ دست مصطفیٰ عثمان ذوالنورین کا، ہاتھ دست مصطفیٰ عثمان ذوالنورین کا،
یہ شہادت اس لیے کچھ منفرد سی ہے کہ ہوں، یہ شہادت اس لیے کچھ منفرد سی ہے کہ ہوں، یہ شہادت اس لیے کچھ منفرد سی ہے کہ ہوں، یہ شہادت اس لیے کچھ منفرد سی ہے کہ ہوں، روئے مصحف پر گرا، روئے مصحف پر گرا عثمان ذوالنورین کا، روئے مصحف پر گرا عثمان ذوالنورین کا،
کون جانے مرتبہ عثمان ذوالنورین کا، کون جانے مرتبہ عثمان ذوالنورین کا،
ہاتھ دست مصطفیٰ عثمان ذوالنورین کا، ہاتھ دست مصطفیٰ عثمان ذوالنورین کا،
دیکھ در رتبہ میں بابر حضرت عثمان کا دیکھ کر رتبہ میں بابر حضرت عثمان کا دیکھ کر رتبہ میں بابر حضرت عثمان کا دیکھ کر رتبہ میں بابر حضرت عثمان کا ہو گیا مدحت سرا ہو گیا مدحت سرا عثمان ذوالنورین کا ہو گیا مدحت سرا عثمان ذوالنورین کا
یا امیر المؤمنین یا امام المؤمنین یا امام المسلمین یا امام المتقین
ہاتھ دست مصطفیٰ عثمان ذوالنورین کا ہاتھ دست مصطفیٰ عثمان ذوالنورین کا
عثمان ذوالنورین کا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ عزوجل, ویری بیوٹیفل منقبت کون جانے مرتبہ عثمان ذوالنورین کا, سبحان اللہ. دیٹ از دا مقام, دا اسٹیٹس آف سیدنا عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. ایوری صحابی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ اکارڈنگ ٹو آور دین, الحمد للہ, دے آر آل قطعی جنتی, دے آر آل بلیسڈ جنتی. لائک امیر علیہ سنت سیز, ہر صحابی نبی جنتی جنتی. ایوری صحابی, ٹاک اباؤٹ اینی صحابہ علیہ مریدوان, آور عقیدہ از در آل ڈیسٹن ٹو گو ٹو پیراڈائز. یا وٹ ایور دے ہیڈ امنگس دیم سیلز از نتھنگ ٹو ڈو ود اس. الحمد للہ, وی شوڈ لو اینڈ ریسپیکٹ آل آف دیم. ناؤ ون آف دا سائنز آف لونگ, لو آف سیدنا عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, how much he loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a mashura with Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that we should be sending Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to Makkah, to the people of Makkah, and for them to give us the permission to perform Umrah. And it says that with the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they were all, you know, rushed tha, you know, it's something that they thought, I wish we were in the place of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, we had this opportunity. So anyway, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was sent to Makkah to have a deal with the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, so that the Muslims can perform Umrah. But they denied, they said that this year you cannot perform Umrah, you'll have to come back next year. And Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, fine, I'll go and tell the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they were all sat there talking amongst themselves, you know, how lucky Usman is, he's going to do the tawaf of the Kaaba. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard that, he says, by Allah, I know Usman will never do the tawaf without us. And then that's exactly what happened. When Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he came back, and the Sahaba ikram, they asked him that, Usman, you so lucky, you probably must have done the tawaf of the Kaaba. And Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, by Allah, I will never do the tawaf of the Kaaba without the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadi Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah azza wa jal, you know, once we love Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, you read his life story, you look at the way he lived his life, subhanallah. Amongst all many Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was very, very close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And because of that closeness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had many, many opportunities to spend time with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to learn about the deen, to spend the life with the Sahaba ikram. And mashallah, himself being one of the greatest Sahabi amongst the Ashra Mubashra, it just also tells you that, subhanallah azza wa jal, how much we should be loving. And one of the beautiful things was Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the title he was given was Jami' al-Qur'an, the one who compiled the Qur'an. And Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's last moment of his life, when people martyred him and he was reading the Qur'an, just imagine, what a beautiful death, such death that me and you will ask for this death. But Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was blessed to give his life in back to Allah ta'ala whilst he was reading the Quran. Inshallah, we will read the glorious Quran. Read it, understand it, pass the knowledge of the Quran to others as well. That's how we are going to improve our lives. That's how we are going to improve the lives of the Muslims. Ali Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, please try to take care of yourself. May Allah Ta'ala bless us and keep us all safe. And may Allah Azawajal bless us and give us true, complete iman for the sake of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.